Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
I'm preparing your brain massage this fine June day on Friday the 13th. And it looks like June 14th might turn out to be D-Day for the latest development in that old Mexican-American war. What will the Soros Walmart No King Day look like? Trump wanted to strike a deal with Iran. Iran watched three good pitches cross their plate for three strikes. Trump said something like, "Yeah, I'm beginning to think Iran is not serious." Netanyahu launched Operation Rising Lion to strike several Iranian military nuclear facility targets. Well, let's see if Iran will return to the plate and, well, this time, strike a deal. Another Obama judge lifts her hand against the Lord's anointed. Wait for that. Judge Denise Casper wants to legalize foreign invaders to vote in our elections. Beware. There seems to be a covert effort to flood X with fake news, catnip for right-wingers, I heard one liberal call it. It appears they want to prove they were right about losing control over Twitter. Learn to use your freedom responsibly and wisely. Check everything. Start demanding that anyone who cites a fact source provides a link to that source. We can't get lazy, folks. We are at war, and this is an information war. Go ask Alex. Hey, Trump just poked Gavin in the nose again. He used his big, beautiful executive pen to cancel Newsom's executive order to mandate all new passenger cars and light trucks sold in California come to zero emissions. Trump trumped Newsom's pen with his bigger, more beautiful executive pen. The war of the pens. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
So, will June 14 be D-Day for the latest development in the Mexican-American War? It's been going on for a long time, you know. What will Soros Walmart No King Day look like? It's pretty safe to say it won't look like compassion. If these people are going to protest our response to illegals coming here, raping our women and children, and killing people, sex trafficking, human trafficking, and all that, and then argue they don't like our response because it lacks compassion for the innocents that might get hurt in the process. You know, appealing to our conscience to pity the illegals here that are not committing these sorts of crimes. Then, well, how about you show compassion for, well, let's start with the people whose cars you're burning, okay? So you say, hey, they're just here trying to make a living. Oh, all right. Well, those folks are trying to make a living, too. And the police officers and ICE agents, aren't they trying to make a living? Well, that's different. Well, you're right. They're trying to make a living legally, according to law, with law and order, and as citizens of this country. They're not waving any foreign flags over their heads while they make their arrests. There's no divided allegiance here. And I'm just getting started, so don't interrupt me, Padilla. Questions to follow. Anyway, how about some compassion for the business owners whose livelihood you are destroying? How about some compassion for the terror you are, and I think this is intentional, the terror you are creating in the lives of men, women, and children in your communities? How about some compassion for the peace of our community? You see, you selfish pigs want it all your way. You show no compassion. You're not demonstrating compassion. You're not modeling what you are demanding. The fact is, you are doing exactly what provokes the reaction you claim is violence. But the word violence includes the root for violate, and ICE is not violating any laws. You are violating the inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if you say, well, these people are here to pursue their happiness. Okay. It might surprise you to hear that I understand that. It will also surprise you, possibly, to hear me say, I think the failure of our Congress to act boldly to set laws for legal immigration that are reasonable and sensible and offer a reasonable way for workers to get into our country and a balanced way to coordinate and control cultural impact and so on and address all these issues so they could pursue their happiness legally. So, yeah, you knew that was coming. Do it legally. Here's a biblical principle for you to consider. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry, but if he be found, he will restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Now, friend, I can have compassion or pity on someone who breaks the law to feed himself or his family, but that doesn't change the law. And hey, I'm not going to take my eye off the fact that hundreds of thousands of these who have used the, pursuers of their happiness thing as cover to get into our country, who are here to pursue a different kind of happiness, a happiness they derive from raping, murder, peddling drugs, fentanyl, that kind of thing. And the Chinese spies that have crept in, the Hamas terrorists that have embedded themselves in our country? No, I'm not going to look the other way because they use some of these pitiful thieves who are stealing their way into our country with, okay, no intention of doing us harm, but who come here to work and not to sit on welfare and become generational dependents on the taxpayer. There are some of those. I'm not going to pay this extra tax on our people to support these freeloaders in order to accommodate the thief that is here to feed himself and his family. So, back to my original point. Those of you who say you are protesting ICE deporting the pitiful thief who is here only to pursue his happiness, something I acknowledge is an inalienable human right, by the way. If you are protesting ICE rounding up these people, well, you blew it Friday because ICE was not there to round up these thieves who have stolen their way into our country to feed themselves and their family here and their family in Mexico too, by the way, sending their money out of the country. It's a problem, but okay. ICE was staging a raid on a company that was run by the cartels and they were targeting criminal illegals and they got a bunch of them. They were not even targeting your common thief who stole his way into California for food and a better life in pursuit of their happiness. These protesters are as evil as the Taliban terrorist who hides behind the women and children, using them as cover, as a shield, knowing our value for human life and protective instincts toward the weak, the children, the women, will make us pause. For example, the terrorists in the Middle East who cry, Netanyahu dropped bombs and killed women and children, and then used that to make us turn against Israel. But when October 7 occurred, they targeted women and children on purpose, and they danced in the street rejoicing at their success. These protesters are like those crazy people. They cry, pitiful foreigner just trying to feed his family, when the truth is they're using that as a cover to foment rebellion and insurrection. Look, anyone here, pitiful and suffering, who's here to pursue their happiness, to feed their children, the minute they pick up a Mexican flag and go into the streets obstructing our efforts to enforce our laws, they lose all credibility. You don't get to use that mantra. You never read about a Martin Luther King doing stuff like these people do. We support a peaceful protest, but we do not support anarchy. The minute you pick up a rock and start throwing rocks at a police car or civilians who are passing by, you can't call for compassion. You've lost all credibility. You're a violent criminal. And if you are one of those who came here that thieved your way in and stole the privileges belonging to citizens, and you want our pity because you did it to feed yourself and your children, and you argue that you are exercising your inalienable right to pursue your happiness, then, well, you better stay home Because when you pick up your own flag, a Mexican flag, and begin, or a Palestinian flag or whatever, and you begin supporting the sorts of things that are going on in these so-called protests that are actually riots, and you don't leave immediately the minute some thug throws a rock, starts a fire, assaults a police officer or an ICE agent, well, you'd better be moving away from the protest scene, because if you're caught standing around, you're going to get pelted with a paintball or bruised with a rubber bullet. And friend, that's all of the compassion. That's your compassion, and it's more than you deserve. And now, let me say it. Friend, no one has an inalienable right to pursue their happiness by, okay, breaking into your house and stealing your TV. And say, well, I wanted a TV and it makes me happy to have it. I'm pursuing my happiness. Well, that, of course, is nonsense, and no one thinks like that, surely. No one has an inalienable right to pursue their happiness in violation of our laws or in violation of your peace. God says, yeah, we don't despise that sort of thief, but if he is found out, he will find out. Compassion does not change the law. He will repay sevenfold. Now, I think we Christians are remarkably compassionate. We're not going to find them sevenfold, but we're going to enforce our laws. By all means, advocate for Congress to address the problems we have that make it almost impossible for people to get into our country legally, unless they're doctors or highly educated technicians and very rich and so forth. But we can't carry the weight of the world's poor either. Just like you can't contribute to alleviating the poor around you in your neighborhood. Right? You can't do that beyond your means. You have a responsibility to provide for your own, especially for those of your own household. Now, that's another bit of Bible for you. Quote, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. End quote. If his household refers to his immediate family, well, who are the people referred to as his own? You get it? His own refers to his own people, not the people in Mexico, El Salvador, Puerto Rico, wherever, in the whole world. His own, our fellow Americans. If we don't provide for our own, and then especially for those of our own house, we're worse than those who would deny God. Hey, Scheinbaum, how about you provide for your own, and we provide for our own? It's appropriate to make a distinction between those who have come to commit violence against our own, and those who have thieved their way in to provide for their household. But that does not change the law. So, I say Trump is pursuing this, and Holman and so on, they're pursuing this exactly the way they should. Target the criminals, and as you go, if some of let's call them pitiable, is that okay? We do not despise the thieves who steal to feed themselves, so they're the pitiable. Okay, so by all means, target the criminal, which is exactly what we are doing. But if the pitiable are hanging around the criminal, you begin to get my point? That's what's going on. But when you really get to the bottom of all this, it's not about the pitiable. It's about the criminal effort to assert a claim of ownership over California, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and so on. I spoke to that Thursday night on my Brain Massage Live podcast. The president of the Senate in Mexico, stupidly and arrogantly, said Mexico will build the wall and pay for it. And they showed a map of the boundaries of the U.S. and Mexico borders as they were in 1830. And I talked about what led to the war, and I don't have to tell you how that war went or how it ended, but you need to know, if you don't, it was settled by a treaty, the Treaty of Hidalgo, and your leaders signed it. Mexico's leaders signed it, and our leaders signed it. And your beef then is with them, the people who made that treaty. It's a contract. You're not going to intimidate Americans into stealing from the American people all that they have built up on this land that you agreed would be incorporated into America in the Treaty of Hidalgo. And if you want to pull another Santa Ana move like he did, right? And you try to get us to allow you to violate the agreement, to change the agreement again. Do you want to pull that again? That didn't work out well for you when Santa Ana did it. You did that to Texans, remember? You invited the Americans to come in and settle that wilderness. That's all it was at that time. And after they built it up and turned it into something you coveted, then you broke your contract with the Texans. And, well, we know how that worked out for you. So do it again, you knuckleheads. Start your war, break your contract, start your war, and find out all over again. History repeating itself. But you're going to find out that Americans don't tolerate oath breakers, deal changers, contract violators, liars, cheaters, thieves. We don't like that stuff. You pick a fight with us again, and you're going to lose all of Mexico. And this time, I'll do everything on my part to make sure you don't get anything back. And that will be compassion. Because the fact is, the more compassionate thing to have done back then would have to have kept all of Mexico and incorporated the entire country into America. Because that's where you want to be, isn't it? By your own admission, you'd be better off here. Since so many of you think you'd be better off here now, you know what? Every illegal that comes across this border illegally, claiming it's in pursuit of a better life, is saying it would have been better if America had kept all of Mexico. Sheinbaum, provide for your own. Trump will show you how. It starts by breaking the hold of the cartels and establishing genuine law and order in your own land. Don't stir up disorder and chaos here because you can't maintain law and order over there. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back. Cellular tea supports your immune system while removing toxins safely. Endorsed by pre-Obama FDA toxologist Dr. Dana Flavin, with degrees in pharmacology and chemistry, founder of the Foundation for Collaborative Medicine and Research, and teaches the pharmacology of anti-cancer nutrient. Becky has a distributorship for this cellular tea here on the Central Coast, and you can order it locally. Email santamariacellulartea@gmail.com. A bag providing 96 servings is $39. That's a full 3-month supply at only $13 per month. Let Becky know you're interested. She'll answer your questions, help you get your first bag. Email santamariacellulartea@gmail.com or call your lights on hotline and let me know you would like to talk to Becky. Dial 1-805-314-2114. That number, 1-805-314-2114.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Trump wanted to strike a deal with Iran. Iran watched three good pitches cross their plate for three strikes. Trump said something to the effect, yeah, I'm beginning to think Iran is not serious. Netanyahu launched Operation Rising Lion to strike several Iranian military nuclear facility targets. Well, let's see if Iran will return to the plate and this time strike a deal. This was the largest attack on Iran since the Iran-Iraq War back in 1980-88. And here's something deeply disturbing and totally shocking. What a surprise. Protests broke out in Iran chanting, "Death to Israel!" Good night. 200 jets, 100 targets, among them residential compounds for top military officials. Iran's, quote, most senior military official, end quote, the chief of staff of the Iranian armed forces, whose profile was as significant as Soleimani, the guy Trump took out by a drone attack in Baghdad back in 2020, killed. At least five professors from Tehran's Saeed Beheshti University were killed. Nuclear scientist Mohammad Mehdi Tranchi killed, along with some of their family. The difference between them and us, when we hear of their children being incidentally killed, not targeted, but sadly killed, we're saddened. And liberals here take advantage of our values and scream genocide, cruelty, inhumanity. Yet when they target and kill the children of their enemies, October 7, they cry, Allahu Akbar, with all this junk, more blood, yay, 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 whoopee, we killed some kids. The only good Jew's a dead Jew, all that, right? While liberals here are, that sound you didn't hear was the liberal response to Jews being massacred. Same thing happened during World War II. Reports of Hitler's gas chambers ignored by liberal media. Those foul, perverted, and warped liberals have never changed. No Israeli casualties in the attack. All 200 jets and crew returned safely. Thank you, Israel. Has Jordan stepped in on the side of Israel and the U.S.? Quote, Jordan intercepted and shot down several Iranian drones entering its airspace on their way to Israel, end quote. We know that Jordan's king, Abdullah II, is a U.S. ally. The U.S. supports Jordan's right to defend its airspace. The official position from Jordan is that she was protecting her airspace with concern for the safety of its population. Jordan is 60% Palestinian, who object to Israeli policies and actions in the region, particularly in Gaza right now. But they are not easy with October 7 either. They do not chant in the streets, death to Israel and death to America. Rumors are that Jordan winked at Israel using their airspace to attack Iran, but actively engaged in interference with Iran's retaliation on Israel. The realities of Arab politics, however, make it very unlikely Jordan's going to come out and admit in any official way an alliance with Israel, but this action certainly put Jordan on Iran's radar. But Jordan is a force to be reckoned with. Yeah, Iran will not likely retaliate in any open or direct way against Jordan. Here are reports that Saudi Arabia is allowing Israel to shoot down IRGC drones over its airspace. Now, this is disputed. The Saudis, with Bahrain and United Arab Emirates, all made their admiration for Trump well known, as you know. And as you saw, it remains to be seen whether this will translate into concrete support that would put them at odds with Iran. It should not surprise anyone if Jordan and Saudi Arabia are quietly rooting for Israel. A nuclear Iran is not something that any Arab nation believes is in its interest. Now, here's an article for you that I want you to read from the Times of Israel. The byline says, quote, U.S. persuaded several countries to help in preparing for Iranian assault on Israel, enabling a comprehensive defensive shield to be put in place, Wall Street Journal says. Several Gulf states, among them Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, passed on intelligence about Iran's plans to attack Israel, providing vital information that was key to the success of the air defense measures that almost entirely thwarted the massive assault. And all of this is documented here. According to the Wall Street Journal, how the U.S. forged a fragile Middle Eastern alliance to repel Iran's Israel attack, by Stuart Weiner, for the Times of Israel reports, quote, the cooperation was spearheaded by the U.S., which has for years been striving to form an informal military partnership to counter threats from Iran. Now, this is huge, friends. The success in stopping so many drones, I'm quoting, and missiles was due to Arab countries having passed on intelligence about the Iranian plan, as well as enabling the use of their airspace and providing radar tracking, end quote. And this is huge, especially with regard to some prophecies in Isaiah 2 and Micah 4 that I'll discuss Saturday night. Got to move toward conclusion. Now, here's another Obama judge lifting her hand against the Lord's anointed. Judge Denise Casper wants to legalize foreign invaders to vote in our elections, or at least to stop Trump from interfering with that. Now, I don't have time to develop this as I planned, but I will come back to it Saturday night. She blocked the enforcement of Trump's executive order requiring citizenship for federal elections. So, in effect, she's overruling 18 U.S.C. Section 611, which makes it unlawful for any foreign national to vote in any election for federal office. She's at odds with our laws and with our Constitution, who invested in the executive the power to enforce these laws. Okay, one more thing, and I'll get back with you Saturday night for the Brain Massage Live podcast to discuss some of this other stuff and more. Beware, there seems to be a covert effort to flood X with fake news, catnip for right-wingers, said one liber. Check everything. Start demanding that anyone who cites a fact source provides a link for that source. It's very important that you do that. We can't get lazy, folks. We are at war, and it is an information war. Go ask Alex Jones. Here is an example. A friend to conservatives, Judge Jeanine Fan X page with a blue check, reposted another ex post of yet another friend of conservatives, Michelle Maxwell, which post alleges a recent, quote, review of the California Democratic Party's May 2025 expense report has uncovered a significant and controversial expenditure, the purchase of 200 pallets of construction-grade bricks. Notably, this acquisition lacks any associated construction plans or public documentation, end quote. This originated in an article written by Jonathan Gregory, published in The Burning Platform, June 11, 2025. Some conservatives jumped on it, inhaled the catnip, and threw it out there to con other MAGA patriots who find such news items too believable to bother checking them out. Well, look, all you have to do is ask for links to documentation that supports factual assertions. It's not hard, even if you use them to illustrate how ridiculous it is that such allegations are believable today. Always offer the caveat, I noticed that there was no documentation to substantiate, for example, in this case, the expense report used as evidence supporting the claim. Nice to have a link to that. And by the way, Jonathan's article says the Democratic Party explained the bricks were purchased for future projects, but he didn't provide a source. So, who in the Democratic Party said this, or wrote this, or emailed this, or texted this? Demand source documents. Hey, Trump just poked Gavin in the nose again. It is delicious fun to watch these power wars bringing the California one-party rule to an end. Yeah, pray for that. But I must adieu. Catch me on the Brain Massage live stream Saturday night at about 7 o'clock on Facebook. Find me on X at Jay Scheidbach and at Jay Scheidbach on Rumble and LinkedIn and so on. We are preparing to have it available right there on our website, brainmassage.net. Not ready yet, but it will be soon. I've lit the lamps at the Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see that they are on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net, find the contact us button and send me an email. You can leave a message for me in our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. I would encourage you to give me a call. Let me know what you think. Lights on, lights off. If you want, you can just call and say, lights on, then hang up. That's fine. Or lights off, man, hang up if you want. Or give me a piece of your mind to chew on. That'd be fine. God bless you. God bless America. I'll see you in church. And the number to call is 1-805-314-2114.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease. And they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, available wherever you buy your books. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.